Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time for more participation of women to strengthen the country's democracy. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu gains momentum. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Supreme Court dismisses plea challenging removal of names from voter lists prepared under special intensive revision in West Bengal. Thousands bid tearful farewell to legendary singer Asha Bhosle as the last rites held with full state honours in Mumbai. Met Department forecasts below normal monsoon this year due to El Nino. And in IPL cricket match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through the hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously, with all parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
कानून पारित हो लेकिन लागू न हो ये सदन में किसी को मंजूर नहीं था खास करके हमारे विपक्ष के सभी साथियों ने मुखर होकर के इस बात पर जोर डाला था कि 2029 में ये लागू होना चाहिए 2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे मंथन करते रहे नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है इस बार भी ये काम संवाद सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो
मिस्टर मोदी रिमार्क दैट द नारी शक्ति वंदन एक्ट मस्ट बी इंप्लीमेंटेड ऑन टाइम सो दैट वीमेन्स पार्टिसिपेशन स्ट्रेंथन्स आवर डेमोक्रेसी फॉर व्हिच अ स्पेशल सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट्स बजट सेशन विल बिगिन फ्रॉम द 16th ऑफ दिस मंथ
राज्यों की विधानसभाओं से लेकर देश की संसद तक दशकों की प्रतीक्षा के अंत का समय 16, 17, 18 है 2023 में नई संसद में नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम के रूप में प्रथम कदम उठाया था वह समय से लागू हो सके महिलाओं की भागीदारी हमारे लोकतंत्र को मजबूती दे इसके लिए 16 अप्रैल से संसद के बजट सत्र की विशेष बैठक का आयोजन होने जा रहा है
Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all his MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party's stand. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public rally at Raniganj in Paschim Bardhaman district. He emphasized on making infiltration free Bengal and appealed the people of the state to vote for BJP.
If a BJP government is formed in West Bengal, it will initiate efforts to identify and remove all illegal infiltrators, not only from the state but from the entire country. These individuals are taking away job opportunities intended for our youth, misusing resources meant for the poor and contributing to unrest in the nation.
On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee strongly criticized the BJP for deletion of names under SIR in West Bengal. Mamata Banerjee today joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Paschim Bardhaman. She also addressed public rally and held a road show in Bakura district. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with party workers of Tamil Nadu under Mera Booth Sabse Majboot Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that a new atmosphere is emerging among the people of Tamil Nadu and they are looking at the BJP and the NDA with hope for change in the state.
BJP NDA ko log badlav ki umid ke saath dekh rahe hain. ये आपकी मेहनत ही है कि आज तमिलनाडु में जनता के बीच एक नया माहौल बन रहा है। किसानों का भला होना ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। एक वो समय था जब डीएमके के केंद्र सरकार में रहने के बाद भी तमिलनाडु के लिए कोई नया प्रोजेक्ट नहीं आता था, और एक आज का समय है एनडीए सरकार रेलवे, हाईवे, पोर्ट, एयरपोर्ट के बड़े प्रोजेक्ट ला रही है, तेजी से काम कर रही है।
DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi today campaigned in the Tirunelveli constituency, urging voters to support party's developmental agenda. During a speech, Kanimori highlighted that the state government, led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, has fulfilled several of its key electoral promises. She pointed to welfare schemes targeting women, students and farmers, stating that these initiatives have brought tangible benefits across Tamil Nadu and would be expanded further if the party is voted to power again. The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voter list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The court noted that nearly 30 to 34 lakh appeals are pending, with each tribunal handling over 1 lakh cases. It emphasized that due process must be followed and said judicial intervention at this stage could disrupt the electoral process. The court also directed the security cover for judicial officers engaged in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue until the completion of the upcoming assembly elections. The direction comes in the backdrop of the 1st April incident in Malda, where judicial officers were allegedly held captive by a mob. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for more details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon future doctors to embrace technological advancements in the health sector. The president was addressing the inaugural convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. The president said institutions like AIIMS have a vital role to play in research and development to ensure quality and accessible health care for all.
नागरिकों को गुणवत्तापूर्ण स्वास्थ्य सेवा सुलभ कराने की दिशा में भारत सरकार ने अनेक कदम उठाए हैं। इस प्रयासों के सकारात्मक परिणाम भी आ रहे हैं, लेकिन इन प्रयासों को और बल तब मिलेगा जब सभी भागीदार एक साथ मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे। इसमें एम्स जैसे राष्ट्रीय महत्व के संस्थाओं की भूमिका और भी अधिक महत्वपूर्ण है। उन्हें चिकित्सा सेवा में शोध और अनुसंधान के नई नई प्रतिमान स्थापित करके देश की स्वास्थ्य सेवा को दिशा दिखानी है।
The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said domestic supply of LPG is normal across the country, while commercial supply of LPG has been restored to 70%. She was addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. Ms. Sharma said over 1,82,000 tons of commercial LPG sales have been registered since the 14th of the last month. Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Heavy Industries, Dr. Hanif Qureshi, said government has also extended subsidies for electric three-wheelers.
The government has been encouraging manufacturing and adoption of electric vehicles. This is in view of not only the energy security situation, but a step towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. Under the PM E-Drive scheme, the terminal date of the subsidies for three-wheelers rickshaws was till March 2026. That has now been extended by 2 years till March 2028. Electric two-wheelers are used by a large number of people. The terminal date for the subsidies has also been extended by another 3 months till 31st July of 2026.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer has firmly ruled out British involvement in any US-led blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, reiterating that London will not be dragged into a conflict with Iran. Mr. Starmer emphasized the UK's commitment to keeping vital shipping lanes accessible without escalating military tensions. His remarks came as Iran threatened ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman after US Central Command, CENTCOM, announced that it would begin blockading maritime traffic entering and exiting Iranian ports tonight. The blockade will be applied impartially to vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports, including those along the Arabian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Thousands of people bid a tearful farewell to legendary singer Asha Bhosle as the last rites were performed with full state honours in an emotional ceremony at Shivaji Park Crematorium in Mumbai today. Asha Thai passed away yesterday due to multi-organ failure at the age of 92 at a private hospital in Mumbai. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
People lined the streets, gathered on rooftops and at windows, and hundreds walked along the path of Asha Thai's final journey from her residence in Parel to Shivaji Park Crematorium in Dadar. A giant photograph of Asha Thai, radiant in a red sari with her trademark bindi and an ornate nose ring, was placed on a vehicle adorned with white flowers. Chants of Asha Thai Amar Rahe rang out among the crowds gathered for a last glimpse of the music legend who ruled our playlists and perhaps our hearts for 8 decades. Upon reaching the crematorium, dignitaries from all spheres of life paid their homage to the legendary singer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi sent a floral wreath, which was laid by Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis. The tricolour wrapped around Asha Thai's body was then ceremoniously handed over to her son, Anand Bhosle, followed by a gun salute. Anand Bhosle then lit the funeral pyre in the presence of Mangeshkar family members and thousands of fans. As people left the venue with teary eyes and heavy hearts, Asha Thai's voice kept resonating, reminding us that she may be gone, but her songs will live on forever. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This was the last recorded song of the iconic singer. The southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September is expected to be below normal this year. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said that the seasonal rainfall over the country is likely to be 92% of long period average, with a model error of plus minus 5%.
Today, India Meteorological Department has issued long-range forecast for southeast monsoon seasonal rainfall during June to September 2026. As for this forecast, monsoon rainfall is expected to be below normal. It means it will be about 92% of the long period average, plus minus model error of 5%. This year, at present, neutral El Nino Southern Oscillation conditions are prevailing over equatorial Pacific. It is gradually developing.
In IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad were 202 for 5 in 19 overs against Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium when reports last came in. Rajasthan Royals have won the toss and opted to bowl. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the president paid tribute to Dr. Ambedkar, pointing out that he was a jurist, economist, profound thinker, legal scholar and a strong advocate of an egalitarian social system. The president also extended greetings on the eve of Baisakhi, Bishu, Bishub, Bohag Bihu, Poyla Boishak, Mehsadi, Vaishakhari and Puthandu to all citizens living in the country and abroad. In a message, the president said, through these festivals, people express gratitude towards Mother Earth and the Annadata farmers. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight at 9:30 p.m., we'll bring an insightful discussion on Census 2027, How to Do Self-Enumeration, with Bishwajit Das, Deputy Director General, Office of Registrar General of India. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time for more participation of women to strengthen the country's democracy. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu gains momentum. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Supreme Court dismisses plea challenging removal of names from voter lists prepared under special intensive revision in West Bengal. Thousands bid tearful farewell to legendary singer Asha Bhosle as the last rites held with full state honours in Mumbai. Met Department forecasts below normal monsoon this year due to El Nino. And in IPL cricket match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.